Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is She, and I want to thank you for joining us in this moment. We are connecting to the dream. And in this segment, this is just a beautiful touch point to allow yourself to connect to some concepts and as to why we might want to have more awareness in our dreaming state when we are awake and when we are asleep. These dreams, similar to every day, if you have a dream or you imagine doing something, they create energetic communication with our quantum fields. And those energies allow us to also create an awareness in different places other than in this physical dimension, perceived physical dimension. So dreaming is this opportunity for us to create a deeper conversation with self. It's an opportunity for us to receive messages, clear messages in sleeping time, and it's also gives us the opportunity to see where we are at dis-ease. So what's really fascinating is if you watch a movie or you watch a show or you're really preoccupied with work or your family or something, you'll notice that this appears in the dream. You might have a dream or a nightmare or a disturbance in this area, and then you might map back and say, well, what happened yesterday? Why was I thinking about before I went to sleep? And at that point, you'll realize, whoa, I watched this really intense movie and I carried some of that information with me into the dreaming state. Now, this alone lets us start to see how our interconnectedness has an impact on one another, and that just by seeing someone, you might pick up something about how they are, how they're feeling, and then suddenly, all of a sudden, you're in the dream state, and you're having another experience, another perspective. So tonight, we're going to talk about perspective. Similar to the perspective you have in the waking state, you can have in the dreaming state. So you might be 100% sure you're understanding a dream. And as you become more and more aligned with what's occurring in the dreams, your communication style in those other realms, and become more discerning as to when your mind is playing tricks on you, and if there are any outside energies, bursts of energies that are impacting your dream, misleading you or causing nightmares, or are you digesting things on a daily basis, meaning energetically, that are not healthy for you, that are not in line with your eternal being. So before we had all this technology on the planet, we were not impacted the way we are today. And these devices distinctly impact us. I can share, and I've shared on other episodes, I gave up my smartphone for a dumb phone a little bit over, probably about 15 or 16 months ago. Immediately noticed a difference when I started this process. Then recently had someone stay with me with one of those devices, and what is coming through those machines is pretty remarkable, how much signaling is coming through there, and also how potentially detrimental. They're already showing that this is mapping neural pathways for addiction. However, you're constantly getting this interrupt in your natural communication with the earth, with the stars, with yourself, by these other signals, by Wi-Fi, by cell phones. All these things are interrupting you. And if you're holding a device that is interacting with you, then you're definitely picking up that signal. So if you're really interested in aligning with yourself and your energetic field, I would highly recommend a couple things. If you're not ready to give up your smartphone, turn the AirPort off, power it completely down. All the Apple products actually have, if you look at them, they're always blinking. They're always sending out an energy signal. So you have to turn the AirPort off on them. You cannot even take the battery out of most of those devices without getting a screwdriver. So power off, but before you power off, turn off the AirPort so it's not signaling, because even if it's off, it's still signaling. Other number two is turn the Wi-Fi off at night when you're sleeping. You're more than likely still getting impacted by the neighbors, depending on how close they live. However, if you turn off all your devices so they're not searching for a signal, and you turn off your own Wi-Fi, then other people's devices won't be searching in your space. This will start to clear the energy field. This is why when you go in nature, you'll notice that you feel different. It's like a reboot. It's a reset because you're not impacted by all this non-visible energy that is constantly feeding in and out of your body. When you do this, this will start to clear things out. You'll become more clear as to what is happening for you, around you. And when you do that, you'll start to feel different and you'll start to understand and you'll become more discerning. How this impacts your dreaming is that once you cut out all that noise, then you're much more clear with what you're connecting to, what you're communicating with. Because imagine you're here having a dream, but you have three different friends that have sent you three emails and three texts. All that information is an interrupt in your dreaming state. I ran into someone and she said that she plays music and mantra all night long. Remember, silence. Allow yourself just to have some peace and quiet as much as you possibly can. Same with lights. Turn those all off. The quieter the sanctuary that you can create for your sleeping space, the clearer you'll be. Now we'll parlay this into perspective. What does this mean, perspective? You can look at any situation, and I encourage you tomorrow or in the next, after you've listened to this segment, to walk into every situation for a whole day and allow yourself to have your perspective, your instinctual perspective on the situation, and then walk around it in 360 degrees and go over the top and under it and start to say, oh, wow, I perceive the situation to be X, Y, and Z. Wow, if I stand over here, oh, I have compassion for that person in this situation. If I stand over there, I'm offended, and if I stand over there, I'm angry, and if I stand over here, wow, I don't even have any kind of reaction. Allow yourself to see as many vantages as you can possibly imagine in a situation. Even allow yourself to create mini stories in every situation. Try not to make it about someone else. Maybe even tell a little story about yourself. Wow, I can perceive this like this or this. Once you start playing the perception practice, this will quickly teach you that there are a million ways to perceive something. And if you have children, I'm sure you started to see this, that they perceive something one way and you might have intended it another way. As you do this, this will help you not only in your everyday life, but it will help you in your dreams too. Because again, when we bring our self-identity into the dream state and we are only looking at it through one lens, one view, then our perspective is only getting a slice. Let's say it's getting 10% of a view instead of that 360. Once you have the full perspective, then you can step back and say, wow, this is what that meant. Or, oh, it means this, this, and this. And then you can record it and let it be. Don't overthink it. Don't put too much spin on it. Allow it to be. This practice will increase your ability to understand your dreaming. It'll increase your awareness in the dreams, and it'll increase your discernment and awareness in your waking state. So the simple practice of looking at it through many different lenses, imagine yourself holding up those viewfinders and clicking it, and you know, the little round wheel that would spin, you get different pictures every time around. You're going to look at it that way. How many pictures can you see within the same scene? You probably see this all the time. If you read the internet, you read paper, everyone has a different perspective. So you might say, well, that's great. I'm going to realize that there's a million perspectives. What does that do for me? Well, what it will do for you, aside from aligning you from what is in alignment with you, it also allow you to get really clear what feels good and what doesn't, and to be present with the tricks along the way. So let's give an example. You go into your dreaming state, you're present, you have this sense, this urgency that you need to get something done. And they show you the dream, and it's directly related to work. And you have to do this, that, and the other. And if you don't get it done, it's going to jeopardize some big contract in your job. Now, you could wake up and start to go in a panic and go completely into action at work, tell everyone about your dream, tell them that you have to do this, that, and the other, when you didn't realize that it was just a metaphor in the dream about your job, but a metaphor for yourself, a metaphor that you're going to miss out on something for self if you don't X, Y, and Z, or make note of X, Y, and Z. When we do that, then you've created a complete distraction for yourself, and you're not being as present with all the details in the dream. Another point of refinement is that when you start to pay attention to all the details in the dream, you will start to become more aware of all the details in your waking state. And these details are the things we tend to miss out on, especially nowadays. We don't listen to one another. We check out. We find it hard to listen to our children. Again, this is because we're having that interrupt in our practice. That is why most indigenous tribes, they're remote, and they've stayed away from technology. They frown upon it because it interrupts their connection with the unseen, with the earth, and with the stars. So why also would we want to do this? Why would we want to cultivate our dreaming? You might say, I have enough going on in my life. I don't need more dreams to think about. Well, another reason why you might want to cultivate your dreaming is that rather than spend your whole day wasting your time thinking about a lot of things, like what am I going to do about this? What am I going to do about that? This will give you the opportunity at nighttime to ask the question before you go to sleep. Say, wow, I need to know where I need to go next, or I really need some direction on this X, Y, and Z. Keep it to yourself. Don't be delving into other people's space or their privacy. Just keep it personal. Say, I really need some guidance on this, and see what appears. And you, as soon as you practice this and continue to practice it and refine it, you will start to realize, one, where you need to do some inner work, where maybe the mind's turbulent, where you have some emotional issues or mental and meaning thought issues that are going on that are detrimental to you. And bit by bit, you'll be able to refine that. And it will impact your waking state and your dreaming state. So these are just some simple, fun ideas about dreaming. And tonight, what we're going to do to conclude is I want to encourage you, one, to play the viewfinder game in your waking state and your dream state. If you're not remembering your dreams yet, that's okay. Just go with a feeling. How do you feel in the morning? What do you feel like? Are you excited or not? Start recording it. See what happens. And then if you record for a whole year, you might know some patterns in your biorhythms and where you are and how leading up to that. Oh, last year I was feeling really down at this time of year. Before you get there, you can say, wow, I need to rev up some things to keep me in a forward motion so I can move through this easier, because there just might be an energetic impact for you at that point in time in the conjunction of the stars, the earth, the sun, the moon. Once we connect with that, then we know our rhythms. This is how the relatively known ancients did this, so they could stay in harmony with our world system, the stars, the sun, and the moon, and how they move through each and every day. So I just want you to think briefly about that. In our next segment, we'll dive a little bit deeper into dreaming, how you can cultivate it, how you can enrich it, and how you can start imagining what you would like to welcome in and take that into the dream world. What we're going to do tonight is, as we sign out, we are going to connect with, I think, a little bit of Xavier Rudd, Follow the Sun. And the reason for this is we want to remember, by day, connect with the sun, by night, connect with the stars. Allow the mystery of the light to lead us on a journey and see what happens next. Until next time, this is She signing out with a deep bow, a soft gaze, full heart, and a namaste. Be simply.